It's recording now. Test 1, 2, 1, 2.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Phil Noah. I'm the property code official for the city of Aiken. We are gathered here today in order to talk about the property located at 517 Newberry Street Northwest on Wednesday, May 23rd, 2012. This is in legal notice hereby given to Leona Burris, Lucius White, Corey May White Gray, Mildred Freeland, Juanita Patterson, and Alice Smith, and Alberta Williams. This is in lieu of the property at 517 being basically a hazard to the surrounding community. And as you can see in some of the pictures that we have here, that the back portion of the property has failed and it has fallen basically off, and some other issues with the roof, and basically we need to try to remove the structure. I have been in contact with Mr. Larry Burris in order to try to resolve this. And what we have done today is we brought in the building official, Mike Jordan, in order to hear this administrative hearing in order to hopefully find a resolution in order to remove the structure through the Demolition 200 program or have to act involuntarily. So what we have is, Mr. Jordan, is we had a total of, I think, around 20 names that we needed to have retrieved in order to go forward with the Demolition 200. As of this point, Mr. Burris has informed me that primarily he has all of these on their way. He has the other two, the Pattersons, that he can bring back today, and we still have Ms. Sandra White and
Alberta Williams.
And Williams that are still needed to be sent in. I've spoken with them, Ms. Smith, yesterday, and she's sending her that she'll be here today. And Alberta Williams, I guess, is...
It will be here any day now. We have complaints there.
Okay. Speaking on the mic is Mr. Larry Burris, speaking for the family. And so that's kind of where we're at right now. We started this act on December 28th, 2010, and through that time, there has been action by the Burris family and others, Carol's also, to clean up the property. They've been actively trying to work with the family, trying to get these names. They have supplied me with generous information in order to try to resolve this. It's not that they have not been trying to actively try to resolve it.
I noticed in the packet that you provided me, we have properly advertised this hearing for those to meet the requirements of the property maintenance code and our city ordinance, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Mr. Burris?
Yes.
The floor is yours.
All right. Thank you. On behalf of the family, I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to go on record this morning. My comments are fairly short and hopefully concise. First of all, on behalf of the family, I'd like to express our appreciation both to the city of Aiken and particularly to Mr. Noah. He has been absolutely gallant in his efforts to work with the family and to help us to resolve this issue. In the process of doing this, we've been able to determine a couple of things. It's sometimes easier to build a team at work than it is to build a team within a family, because there's so many different tangents that you have to appeal to. But having said that, in the final analysis, the family stepped up and did what they were supposed to do, and we're really grateful for that. Our position philosophically is pretty simple. As property owners within the city and within the county, we support the project that the city has undertaken with regards to dilapidated property because it affects everybody. And as property owners, it affects us as well. So we support the program itself, and we're happy to comply, and we're in complete agreement that the condition of the property is in fact in such a state that it has to be addressed. And we're grateful for the fact that the Project 200 program is available to us. Financially, numerically, it makes 100% sense, and we'd like to proceed with that, and that's our goal. With regards to compliance, the list of people, just for the record, this morning when I walked out of the door, I forgot two documents that I received, one as late as 11 o'clock last night. But at the top of the list for the deceased heir, Juanita Patterson, her two heirs, Morris Patterson and Emily Patterson, I have both of those documents at home, and I'll provide those back here in a few minutes after the hearing is over with. With regards to the heir, Ms. Alberta Williams, we had a problem with an email, which I just found out about yesterday. So we've resent that email out. Mr. Eric Williams holds power of attorney for her. He will sign that document, notarize it, and get it back to the City of Aiken promptly. And the final issue is Ms. Sandra White. It is my understanding that from a call that I placed on Sunday night, that she has agreed to comply, and we should have that document within a matter of days. That will give us 100% compliance. My position in behalf of the family would be, this has taken some time, but we're pretty much where we need to be. And if you gentlemen can find a way to give us a specified period of time to get these last three documents in, three documents, we will comply with that and be ready to proceed forward with Project 200.
Okay.
How long a period of time do you think we can?
Well, to be perfectly honest with you, I expect to have compliance within a week or so, but understanding that this is a municipality and that things don't necessarily move at the speed of light within a municipality, if you would be willing to, and this is just a question, if you would like to set a date 30 days out for compliance, that's fine with me. If for expediency purposes you need to move that up, we'll live within whatever guidelines you're willing to set.
Okay. Mr. Noah's kept me posted the whole through this process of things, and I can appreciate with family the number of members. This is kind of, it's been a long time since I've seen this many people involved in a piece of property.
Yeah.
Had you had the control, I think this issue would have been taken care of long ago. One of the reasons we're having this hearing, even though I appreciate the position with the number of people involved, when we receive a complaint in any piece of property, after a period of time, when nothing happens, they look at us as basically, we're not doing anything.
Sure.
And that's pretty much the reason for the hearing today, is that it is progressing. Our only hopes is to get this resolved. I've looked at the structure. I personally don't see anything to save. It's not economically responsible to try to rehab the house. There's not enough there. It would cost more money to do that. That being said, I don't have any problem. This particular property is a perfect example why we have the what we call the Demo $200 program for that. I feel like that we can still offer that for this piece of property. But to do that, we have to have these signatures and everybody involved in the property. I see several options available, and that would be that you and the family did the demolition. Well, with people all over the country doing it, that might be difficult. We have the Demo 200 program available, which the city is willing to offer if we get the signatures. The third, and would be the end result of this hearing, is the city would proceed, take whatever legal means available to actually do the demolition. If that option was exercised, that would mean whatever cost the city incurred to do the demolition, a tax lien would be placed against the property. Option two would allow us to proceed with the demolition with a fee of $200 from the family that would basically leave the family with the lot with no tax lien or anything like that. And that's, option four would be to repair it and make it habitable again. I don't really see that being a viable option. It would cost, it would be cheaper to demo and rebuild than sure. to do that. That's just with the condition of the property. Is there anybody else that would like to speak? Okay. As Mr. Noah stated, this has been a ongoing process, and the biggest reason is the number of people involved in the property. I think that because of that and your willingness to work with the city in trying to resolve this issue, I don't have any problem giving another 30 days. Okay. What we'll do is 30... well, notification mail. It's 30 calendar days.
That would be fine.
Yeah. And that would allow you that time to get the signatures where we can proceed, because in all honesty and practicality, once if we get all this worked out, it's not going to come down within a week. The city has a schedule with other properties we're working throughout, but at least we're headed in that direction. So if we can get this done, I think we need the signatures with a check for $200.
Right.
And then we'll put it on the books. It goes to the Engineering Public Works, and we'll start that process of doing that.
I'll still have to take it to the city attorney once we receive all the signatures so he can look at the paperwork once again, and he can validate that all the signatures are there and that we have everything in order.
And, of course, now, with this hearing and this arrangement they reach, obviously there are things that could fall through the cracks that happen, but hopefully that won't. If we get the signatures and check and everybody's agreed, basically you enter a contract, the city attorney reviews it, says yes, it's a go, and then it gets put on the books and we'll go.
Okay.
If we can't reach that agreement in the next 30 calendar days, then the city will proceed with its legal, whatever's available to us, to actually go in and take the structure down and then put tax lien against property to recoup the fees.
Okay, the only one question I do have is the attorney pointed out before that Miss Vanessa White, she did not get a notary to sign it. And if, you know, if this was Miss Burris and that was the only person here and they were signing it and we knew it, I mean, they had a photo ID or whatever, we'd be fine. We wouldn't.
Okay.
But we probably will need her to either, I know she submitted this one with her signature on it, it's dated, but I'm sure the attorney will kick that back out as he did the first time, and we'll need to get her to at least have it notarized and resent.
Okay.
So we keep everything, you know, square on that.
Okay. We'll work that issue.
So, I mean, that hopefully won't take her too much work.
Okay. And if you would continue working closely with Phil, keep him abreast so we don't get to that point.
Sure.
30 calendar days would be...
Well, that's on a Saturday in June, yeah. So it's the 25th, which is a Monday of June. Is that...
Is that agreeable?
Yeah.
Will that give you enough time?
We appreciate the fact that the city is willing to be flexible here, so whatever day you are willing to offer, we'll accept that.
Okay. That's the June 25th.
Right.
And if it's not done, like I said, our whole intention is just to get it resolved, and then we'll move on. Again, in the public's mind, when we receive complaints and they see it, day after day after day, they look at us as not doing, and we're used to that. But again, you've shown the willingness to work with us. It's just the number of people involved and the fact that they don't live right here in the city, or this would have been resolved already.
Yeah.
But we, because of that, we've got to have an end date. And if we can get all this by the 25th, we'll move forward. The earlier, the better we can get it to the city attorney, and that way you know. Because it's important. If we have to take other means and there's tax lien, you want to know that as quickly as possible. But
I do understand in the meantime of this property that they're going to have to watch over the property about the overgrowth and trying to keep it clean. And once the property is cleaned, once they clean it off, it'll be generally it's good for a little bit because they beat it down so bad. And they possibly might have to take out a tree or the fence and everything to take it out, and they won't replace that. But once they do that, then it'll be up to the family's responsibility in order to maintain the lot through the years. And that's generally, you know, how much rain we get and everything. But just to keep that in mind, too.
We've, as a family, we've already started discussions on the procedural methods that we're going to put into place to try and address that particular issue.
Right.
So I don't expect that to be an issue.
Okay. And then plus, once we do this, then you'll be able to go down the RMC and scratch the house from the property, which will benefit the family generally too for tax purposes.
Sure. Okay.
So,
yeah. And like I said, we need to try to get as quick as possible. There's just really no way to even board this thing up to keep vagrants and people, and hopefully nobody be injured. There's just no way to secure it in the condition that it's in. So,
understood.
Okay.
Well, I'd like to thank you, Mr. Burris, and Mr. Jordan for coming here, and Ms. Burris, Mr. Carroll, and other family members, thank you very much for attending, and we do appreciate all your help and work for trying to resolve this, and I'm sure we'll get it done in the next 30 days, and we'll be able to move it on to the engineering department.
I'm fairly confident we'll be able to comply with the 30 days, and Mr. Jordan and yourself, Mr. Noah, at the City of Aiken, on behalf of the family, we appreciate the your willingness to work with us, and we'll do everything we can to not disappoint you. And thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll cut that.